Welcome to Take a Shelfie, a podcast about beer and bottle shops and the beer you can get at bottle shops. I'm Jeff Martin, and with me is my co-host and friend in fermentation, Matt Prince. Hi, Matt.
Yo, Jeff.
Let's go over sort of our beer credentials.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, Jeff.
Sort of how we got to this point. You and I met about 6 or 7 years ago. We had an immediate connection because of our connection to theater. We met in a theater. But we really connected over our appreciation of beer. And in the years since, we've done a lot of chasing of the great beers.
Yeah, that is true.
You provided me with my first taste of Hetty Topper. We both together chased down Pliny the Younger. We've been there and back again on a lot of different beers. And now we sort of have landed in a place in our lives where we just like to go out to the bottle shop and see what's there and just enjoy the bounty of the bottle shop.
Yeah, I mean, bottle shops are like, it's fun window shopping, but it's also fun purchasing. It's like a big kid candy store, you know, like it's a candy store for adults. You go, you peruse, sometimes you buy, sometimes you don't. And you look for like just the new thing. You look for the steel. You look for the brewery you can't believe is on your shelf, you know, staring at you in the face. And that's the excitement. I don't know about you, but I get kind of like a little giddy excitement right as I'm about to step foot in a bottle shop because you really don't know what you're going to find.
You really don't. And we seem to be living in a dream age for beer, especially in our area. We live in the Philadelphia area, and that gives us pretty good access to the New England beers. The New England beers, fairly consistently, the ones that distribute at least, make their way down here.
Yeah.
You know, 6 years ago when we met and you provided me with that first taste of Hetty Topper, you got that Hetty Topper because someone went to Vermont and
yes.
then came back with it.
Yes.
Now there's a Focal Banger sitting across the table from us that we're going to enjoy a little later on, and we got that at the bottle shop.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. I mean, the breweries that I've seen on the shelves at our local bottle shop, I'm blown away by, you know, the fact that they're even there. I mean, I have seen and purchased Bissell Brothers, Alchemist, Lawson's, Toppling Goliath, Grimm, Burley Oak, all on the shelves.
KCBC, Single Cut, Innerborough, all those, you know, once upon a time hard to get Long Island breweries, the Queens breweries,
yeah.
They're all there. It's,
yeah.
It's really remarkable what you can get.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, breweries we take for granted, you know, when you look at breweries like Allagash and like Sierra Nevada that we're going to enjoy and Stone, those, you know, those kind of founding father breweries, we can also get those readily. And, you know, that's not the case everywhere. It really isn't. Like, we take that for granted. But, like, the fact that we can just go pick up Allagash White, which is one of the finest beers, anytime we want, pretty much anywhere we want, that's, like you said, it's like the golden age for enjoying beer. And, you know, I'm so happy that we are in our primes while this is happening.
I'll tell you the moment that I sort of knew that we were living in this golden age was when I just walked into a grocery store, and in the grocery store beer cooler was Lunch from Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Which
we haven't even talked about Maine.
We haven't even talked about Maine. in the early years of our drinking or our appreciating beer, Maine was, forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to taste that.
Yeah.
And now I walk into, you know, it's worth noting that we live in Pennsylvania, and you know the alcohol laws are a little bit messed up
yeah.
in terms of it's hard to experience beer in a grocery store. When I say that, other people might be like, "That happens all the time."
Yeah.
But it took until about 4 years ago for that to happen
yeah.
here in Pennsylvania. But walking into a grocery store and seeing Lunch, I just sort of realized, "Wow, we are in
yeah
this incredible time."
Yeah, and the fact that Lunch is so readily available here, I mean, I know two places I can get Lunch at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane to me. I mean, I was in Maine 2 years ago, and I drank as much of as I could while I was there because I didn't know when the next time I'd get it was. So,
turns out it's the next time you just walk into your distributor because it's just there.
Yeah.
Speaking of great things that we're drinking, you provided me with quite a treat today. New Trail Lazy River Pils.
Yeah, so New Trail is like the hype brewery in Pennsylvania right now. You know, it's the kind of brewery that if you go outside of the state, you're probably not going to know anything about it. But if you're here and I follow a Breweries on PA NPA Facebook page, if you have not posted a picture of New Trail beer you've been enjoying, you're not anything. Like, that's kind of the way it works. And it's funny because they're, you know, everyone posts their hazy IPAs. They make amazing hazy IPAs. What we're drinking right now is Lazy River Pils, which recently won the gold at the Great American Beer Fest for Pilsners, which, you know, some people might, you know, shrug at and be like, oh, ho-hum, it's a Pilsner. But people who really enjoy beer, and you ask a lot of brewers, Pilsner is the top. You know, Pilsner is what you want to drink at all times.
It's real hard to make a Pilsner. I'm a home brewer, and it's real hard to get the water profile right. It's really hard to do your mashing right so that it finishes sort of dry enough and not with some residual sweetness. It's a hard beer to brew, and so when you get it as right as New Trail has gotten it, and, you know, I'm about halfway through my glass right now, they did a fantastic job, and this gold is earned.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's kind of funny, you know, I was in the bottle shop the other day. I happened to be there because I had some time to kill before a haircut, and you just told me about a big event in your life, and I felt the need to congratulate you with a beer. And I'm looking at the shelf, and I'm seeing Lazy River Pils, which I know is a gold medal winner from the Great American Beer Fest. And just up from that, in, you know, the new beer section, the Russian from 2SP, which won Best Imperial Stout.
It wins that all the time.
Yeah. It's on the can. It has 2017, 2018, 2019 gold. So I'm staring at two gold medal winners from the Great American Beer Fest at my bottle shop. And, you know, all New England hazy IPAs and sour IPAs and fruited sours aside, I was just in the presence of two of the kings of beer right now, and in your own bottle shop. It's just, you don't realize how fortunate you are until you really just sit there and look. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that you got this at the bottle shop. So yeah. let's talk a little bit about bottle shops, because we have a lot of great ones in our area.
Yes, we do.
You know, we have one that we go to a lot. You're wearing the Pinocchio's Beer Garden shirt right now. They're based out of Media. I have one right down the street from my house. It's, you know, there's just a ton of bottle shops around this area. You know, what are some of your favorite things about a bottle shop?
You know, Pinocchio's is my home base. I feel like when I walk in there, that's my beer place. You know, some people, they identify more with a brewery. Some people, they identify more with a great beer bar. That's the place they want their pint. That's the place they want to start their weekend. Pinocchio's is mine. I love that it's housed in an old pizza shop, kind of like a little slice of Media history, if you will. I am looking for a place that you can enjoy a pint, you can peruse without feeling judged, where someone who doesn't know you, who's just enjoying their own beer and a slice, will give you some advice about some beer. If you're looking for something, you got 10 guys who want to help you. They want to help you fill out your 4-pack or your 6-pack. They want to help you with that one beer you're going to enjoy. And that's that camaraderie, that good discussion about beer, about sports, you know, about whatever you want to talk about. That's what I'm looking for in a bottle shop.
That's what's cool about that place in particular, about Pinocchio's in particular, because the place itself is cramped. It is small.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you've got a big day, that's where we went and we had the younger together, because they also pour there.
Yeah.
But it's so cramped that you can't help but sort of be on top of each other, and so you can't sort of help but see what people are looking at. And, you know, you're if you've had one or two, or if you're just feeling friendly, you offer them suggestions, you ask, you say, what are you looking for? And, you know, if someone's looking particularly, you know, lost or, you know, confused or just indecisive, you can say, well, what is it that you like? Tell me about a couple beers that you've liked. And the bottle shop has such a great selection that you can point them to any door and say, well, oh, so you like Belgian blondes. If you want to stretch a little bit, you know, there's some great triples over here.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, like, the bottle shop is like the Rosetta Stone of beer. You can learn any language. You can drink any style. You can drink from anywhere when you walk into a bottle shop. You know, if you want to drink all local, there's going to be 15 breweries represented from within 50 miles of where you're sitting. You know, if you want to say, yeah, I want to explore New England tonight, you can do that. You could literally choose any region and you could enjoy multiple beers from that region. You really get to go on a journey when you're in a bottle shop.
I really particularly of late have really wanted West Coast style IPAs made on the West Coast. There's great West Coast style IPAs made everywhere, but you know, I've really been hungering for Stone and Sierra Nevada, and so you can find that. You know, we've got the door for Pennsylvania, but then you've got door for elsewhere in the country, and then you know, shelves by style or whatever, and it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, I mean, you get nostalgic about that style of beer, don't you, Jeff? The West Coast style.
I do, because it's what I started drinking. I think a lot of people, their gateway into craft beer was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah.
And so I always think of beers like that and want to have... I love the Rogues. I love the Sierra Nevadas. I love the Stones.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff that's made out there in Portland and California.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of funny we decided to base this podcast around bottle shops, because you're going to get in these conversations with people who would claim that bottle shops are becoming kind of useless, because there's so many breweries, and most of them have cans of their own beer. You can kind of walk in any brewery, grab a 4-pack or a 6-pack and leave, and it's going to be cheaper at the brewery than it is at a bottle shop. You know, what do you think, Jeff? Do you think that we are kind of waxing poetic about a dying breed, or are we really focused on something that is still a vital part of beer and craft beer? What do you think?
Well, I certainly don't think that it's a dying breed by any means. I mean, bottle shops are continually opening all the time. So certainly there's viability in the bottle shop existing. I am the kind of person who goes to a brewery and will buy a 4-pack there. I very nearly did it the other day. I was at Wissahickon Brewing Company and had a terrific Pilsner there and almost walked out with a 4-pack of that Pilsner. But, you know, I think there's a place for both in the world. I think that, you know, the brewery is a great place to go and try a beer and say, I love that, I want to take it home. And ideally, hopefully they have it in cans. Not everything gets canned, whatever. It's also a place where you know that you're a big fan of that brewery to go and chase down, you know, 4-packs that they put out each week. We're both in vicinity of Tired Hands, and so you know that whole experience going and for a can release there is something special. But what the bottle shop offers you, and it's something that I really enjoy, is trying different approaches to a style. You know, so we're sitting here and we're drinking the Lazy River Pils from New Trail. I'm thinking of that Pils I had the other day. I'm thinking of the Pils that I brew. I'm thinking of other Pils that I've had throughout time, and what the bottle shop affords you is the ability to say, "Oh, I'm going to grab a couple of, you know, you can get really granular about it. I'm going to grab a couple of IPAs that are made with Mosaic."
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, try 3 different breweries' take on that. I'm going to try 3 different breweries' take on a brown ale.
Right.
And you can't get that at a brewery. No. So that's, you know, that's one of the things I really enjoy and think that it's worth having the bottle shop around.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, I get a weekly email from Pinocchio's, and it's exciting. It's like it's kind of like a little Christmas each week. You see what the new stuff is, the new shipments. You see what came in on the truck this week, and it's always exciting. And there's always a beer that you're like, they got this? Like, how did they get this? And, you know, you don't ask questions. I never ask. I'm like, how did you guys manage to get this beer? Like, the first time that I saw King Sue and Pseudo Sue from Toppling Goliath, I didn't ask any questions. No questions asked. No, I'm not even going to jinx it. I'm going to believe that it's in front of me. And, you know, I bought both of them. And, you know, they're fantastic beers. And that's the excitement you don't get from a brewery. when you go to a brewery, you tend to know what beers they're going to have. Like, at least I do. I kind of, oh, I'm going to go over to Tired Hands today. What do they have in cans? You know, they have Alien Church. They have a milkshake. But when you step into a bottle shop and you look in that first, the new release door, and it's just like beautiful can art and all these new cans and bottles, delicious fresh beer, and it's all fresh. Like, it's amazing how quickly it goes from the canning line to the bottle shop. And, you know, I think that bottle shops have a place in this industry. They have a place to stay. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I have a little bit of a different approach from you, where I don't subscribe to an email. I don't get notifications that something's coming in. I just walk in,
yeah,
and see what, you know, see what the bottle shop has brought to me that day.
Yeah.
And, I think we're a little bit spoiled because we know we can walk in mm-hmm. and get Maine. Yep. We know we can walk in and get, you know,
sip of sunshine
most times.
Yeah.
It's
usually, you know, there,
you know, maybe 3 out of 10 times you can go in and get an Alchemist.
Yeah.
But you can always get a single cut. You can, you know. So
yeah.
I know that I'm never going to be disappointed walking into a bottle right. shop. But I do like the surprise to see. Yeah. Oh, what's this? Oh, I've never heard of. You know, I've heard Matt talk about Toppling Goliath, and I'm seeing cans from there. Maybe I'll grab one.
Yeah, and it's cool because like you find yourself buying things you never would expect yourself to buy. I bought an Imperial Schwarzbier collaboration from Single Cut and KCBC. Yesterday.
That's an interesting style, an Imperial Schwarzbier.
Yeah, just like wrap your mind around that. And but like you hear Single Cut and KCBC and you think this has to be good. I
hear
try
Single
it.
Cut and BC and I think KCBC, I think that has to be a weird IPA.
I know, and it's not. And it has hemp in it. Like, but that's the thing. You go into a bottle shop and it's almost like you look at the case and you say, "Okay, case, wow me. What do you have today?" And you see this Imperial Schwarzbier with hemp, and you're like, all right, well played. Like, all right, that's different. So, you know, you and I have experienced a lot in terms of beer. You know, we've done can releases, we've done draft releases, but the bottle shop plays a specific role for everyone individually. How did the bottle shop, Jeff, kind of sculpt your drinking experience, or did it sculpt your drinking experience? What was your first bottle shop that kind of became your place, and what did it do for you?
That's interesting because I think in the early days of my enjoying beer, I would go out to just bars. And they were college bars because I was not long out of college. And I would say, you know, I would try and look for something that wasn't the big American macros, which certainly have their place. But I would say, you know, so I started drinking things like Sierra and like Magic Hat. And that was sort of my introduction to craft beer. I don't know that I really got into a bottle shop experience. And, you know, I would go to the distributor and I would, you know, just turn the different direction than where the macros were. I think maybe the first memorable bottle shop experience I have was at Severa's Deli down the street from my house. They have, you know, it's sort of like the Pinocchio's experience where they have a, you know, 3 or 4 doors where you can buy pretty much, you know, any beer that they have. They have a distributor in the back, and I started to put together my first mix six. I said, oh, this is interesting. I can grab one or two of each of these beers. And if I don't like it, it's not a total loss because I haven't bought a case of it. Yeah. And I think that's a little bit unique to having lived in Pennsylvania because the ability to buy beer in small quantities only recently came to us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be my first memorable bottle shop experience. Then, you know, once I found about Pinocchio's, that was sort of the game changer when there were so many beers available. And now there's a lot of bottle shops around us like that. There's one right down the street, 320 Market. They have a ton of beers, and that's what I sort of now associate with the bottle shop experience. But yeah, Severa's was probably the first one that really, you know, opened up my eyes.
You know, I do want to contextualize for the listeners. You're going to get two kind of different experiences. Jeff, we're not going to give our ages, but you are 5 years older than me. So there is we do have slightly different experiences in terms of the beer that became available to us at different times, and how our experiences were crafted. So just for the listeners, just contextualize, this voice is 5 years younger than that other voice.
Yeah, fine. Well, what's also shaped my craft beer drinking experience a little bit is I did not touch a drop of alcohol until I was 21. I just was, you know, didn't care. I wasn't interested. And so I spent a lot of my, you know, years 22 to 25 or 26 drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade and, you know, Smirnoff Ice and Miller Lite and Coors Light.
Yeah.
And then I very clearly remember, you know, I moved on to the Sierra Nevada, which was available at this trashy bar that I went to. I moved on to Magic Hat Number 9. But the one that really did it for me was Flying Fish, their Hop Fish IPA. And it's an English-style IPA.
Yep.
And I said, wow, this is terrific. And that's what sort of switched it on for me. And so I guess, you know, it was unusual at that time for me to know that there was a local microbrewery. I guess by the time you came of age to drink, microbreweries were everywhere.
Yeah. I did drink in college. I was in a fraternity. I spent a lot of, you know, time drinking Lion's Head and solving those little riddles underneath the bottle cap while I was drunk. And to me, beer was a means to an end. It was a means to get drunk. I didn't drink it because it tasted good. I drank it because it was the cheapest option. A case of Lion's Head was $12, the local distributor. So
I remember 30 Stone for $15 was the 30 Keystone Lights for $15 was what people talked about in college. It was the great deal.
It's funny. I thought to myself, I'm never going to stoop to the level of like Keystone or a Natty, but I mean Lion's Head was just a local version of those beers. The first beer that I remember thinking, oh, beer can actually taste good, was Troganator from Trogues. One of my frat brothers had a six pack sitting in his little you know, college fridge next to, you know, the Chinese leftovers, and I, in a drunk stupor, decided to start drinking his beer, which, little did I know, was slightly more expensive than a case of Lion's Head, a six-pack of it, and I think I had like three or four, which left me crawling around the bedroom.
That's an 8, 9, 10% beer.
Yeah, Jeff, not all decisions are great. I mean, it was a great decision, but what happened afterwards wasn't so great. But my first experience with a bottle shop was Pinocchio's. Opened not long after I graduated from college, the bottle shop portion, the beer garden, they call it. The pizza shop's been open for years, and I've been eating pizza there for years. But one of my friends, one of my best friends, longest friends, Adam, we would go there and build this mix six together. We would drink them on a Wednesday night while we were eating wings from a place called Atomic Wings, watching Lost. That was kind of our weekly tradition. We were both home after graduation, didn't really have much of a plan. He was a cyber school teacher. I was not doing much of anything. And that's where I started learning that there were all these different styles of beer, and it came from all these different places. I was drinking beers like Yard's Philly Pale Ale. I was drinking Left Hand Milk Stout. I was drinking Boddington's Pub Ale. I was drinking anything from Sam Adams. My friends and I in college would get a case of Oktoberfest every year. That was kind of like our splurge that we would do every year. And it was kind of like our welcome back to college. And it was always a fun little thing that we would drink and enjoy around like homecoming. And it was fun. But I would drink Boston Lager, you know, like I would drink Stouts Gold Lager. Stouts, who are closing, one of the longest tenured PA breweries. They're just ready to move on. But their Gold Lager, their Munich style lager, was mind blowing to me. I still love that beer.
They made great, great German style beers. Oh, yeah.
And that's another great thing about being in Pennsylvania, a lot of great German beer. But we would mix a six, so we'd each have three beers. We'd go back, have our wings, have our beer, and it was always so exciting. It was the you know, a lot of people look forward to the weekend. I looked forward to Wednesdays. And as I started drinking more, you know, at the start, I didn't really like hoppier beers. It didn't really jive with me. I kind of had that thing in my mind about like those old beer commercials, bitter beer face. My face would get all scrunched up and distorted. Yards Philly Pale Ale was the first one that really introduced me to a hoppier, more floral beer. And from that point on, I was like, give me Hop Devil from Victory. Give me Perpetual IPA from Trogues. You know, I was starting to drink 60 Minute from Dogfish. And my relationship with Pinocchio's has grown. I feel like we both came of age together, the bottle shop and myself, in terms of our beer, and which has been really, really exciting.
Yeah, so that's sort of what brought us to where we are today. We will continue to profile wonderful beer gardens and talk beer stories in future episodes. You can subscribe to Take a Shelfie wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram at Shelfie Podcast. You can look us up on our website at shelfiepodcast.com. While you're there, leave us, you know, tell us about your beer story and how you got to this place where you enjoy craft beer. That's all for this week. Until the next episode, I am Jeff Martin.
And I'm Matt Perez.
Cheers.